This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe to be another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much. I just appreciate so much the time you spend with me. The stuff you send me during the breaks. I mean, some of it, just can't use it. But other than that, appreciate you trying to inform me. Let me bring her on because I got to ask her the first question here. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week as my co-host on Fridays. And Sonia, if somebody says you look like Lizzo, are they saying you're beautiful?
Why you have to go there?
I didn't. Somebody asked me the question, and I'll just say I'm not qualified to answer that one.
Well, it depends on who you are. If you say me personally, if somebody said I look like Lizzo.
Well, the question was if somebody said, Joe, if somebody said you look like Lizzo, does that mean that you're, you know, are they saying you're beautiful?
I think I could be wrong, but I think they're saying you resemble a beached whale in a very fancy outfit. I just can't see how she's a huge woman and she's making her image off of being gigantic. So why can't I say that? She's a huge one. And it depends on, you know, if you're a chubby chaser, then she's beautiful. Then you can take that as a...
I've heard that before. I like that. No? Chubby chaser.
There's a lot of, I think, beautiful women who are, they chubby chase towards guys. There's people where that's their preference. They like, you know, there's some people who would think that Lizzo is too small for them. So it depends on, I guess, who's saying it. But if you're asking me what I would think I need to do some work. I need to get my act together if people go, wow, you look like Lizzo.
I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't, but I'm just enjoying this way too much because I'm thinking to myself, look at what we've done here. You may not agree with me on this, but, you know, you're looking at the plus size models now at, Victoria's Secrets or what have you. You're hearing about these women that, you know, 400 pounds and luscious and all this other stuff. You're thinking, okay, I'm glad you like large people or large women or large whatever. What about your health? Are you telling me that's healthy and okay? Seriously?
It wasn't that long ago where they were saying that idolizing these women is racist because there's so many heavy black women. I had a friend that says they don't even make black women under 140 pounds. But we do have thicker muscles. We do have a bigger muscle. and bones, bone density. But when you get into the unhealthy category, I don't care what color you are, I think it's unhealthy. Now, do I think some people can pull off being heavier than others? Yeah. But that's not what you should aspire to be. You know, yeah. Not only does it don't look good. It's not a good look. It's just not. And if I'm going to be honest, it's just not.
No, it's not. And it's not. It's not good for you. And you're not healthy. I mean, look, I get that. I know guys that like large women. And I mean, Lizzo may not even be large enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But is it because they know they won't be around long? I mean, seriously. I mean,
I don't think so. I don't know what makes, you know, everybody has their, I don't want to say fetishes, but everyone has their preferences. Okay. And I don't know what it comes from. We'd have to have your therapist guest from, I guess she's on Monday night, to come on. Because I would love to know about that. I have met a lot of super young guys that like older women, and they genuinely like them. And I don't understand that at all. But when I see pictures of a young guy with like an 80 or a 90-year-old woman,
I don't get
that. It's just like, whoa, that's, but they do for some whatever reason.
Got a grandma complex or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I would love to know. So if somebody is really into a Lizzo look, I'd love to know that too. But I don't think that the majority of people think that's beautiful. And I can be honest with you, I don't think that those women, I don't think that they feel great about themselves either. I think that they have found, you know, now that we're not fat shaming, they have found their bigger, beautiful, you know, selves, and they can rock it and all this kind of stuff. But I don't think that they're, I would love to ask them in all honesty.
I'd love to know, you know, fat shaming. So if you tell somebody that they need to lose some weight because you care about them and they don't look healthy, you're fat shaming. I just love it. I love that. I think that stuff is just so ridiculous.
You don't just walk up to somebody and say that. You better have a relationship with somebody before you say that.
You might get dead, you know?
You might get dead. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want people to tell me personal things about myself, and I don't have that kind of relationship with them. And certainly, if I'm not complaining about it, if I had a girl, and I had a girlfriend, now that I think about it, who happens to be dead. A few years ago, maybe about 5 years ago.
So you're walking around with your girlfriend, you're walking around the mall, you're walking around the beach, you're walking around whatever, and she's huffing and puffing, and she's 411 pounds. You wouldn't look at her and say, sister, I love you.
Here's what's interesting.
You have to wait now. The sound music came on. So, all right. I'll ask you to the side, I promise. Joe Senior, Sonia co-host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
She died.
You write this down so I don't forget.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our...
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Co-host Sonia Schmidt joins me, as he always does on Friday, kind of kick things off, get him going. You were talking, you were making fun of Fat Woman in the last...
I was not. I was gonna correct you a little bit on your Fat Woman assessment. No, I had a girlfriend. There's two interesting things about the story, who was extremely obese. But she could run circles. You were talking about them huffing and puffing.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not all that coordinated, because I went skiing with her once, and that was something to be filmed. But in terms of we took an aerobics class together, she could outdo me, and she was always exercising, but she's a Taurus. She's like me. She loves her some food and drink and whatever else. So she was putting in more calories than she was putting out, even as active as she was. But she had an incredible self-esteem. There's no way you could tell her that she wasn't gorgeous. But you know where she got that from? Her father. Her father always instilled in her this value that she was worthy, beautiful. That, in fact, she named her company Daddy's Girls Production because this man put into her, imparted into her that she was special and just beautiful and worthy. Now, how many women would be completely different and successful and have high self-esteem, deservedly or not, if their daddies were A, around, and B, gave them that sort of, you know, that sort of idea about themselves, that self-esteem.
No question. You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me because I know we're going to discuss this, but you know that the numbers show that when there's a dad in the home, you know, engaged and active in the home, the girls do better. They very rarely get pregnant at early ages. They finish school. And there's a whole bunch of upside things. And that's not a, you know, whenever I talk about this stuff, I always get the emails after it. This is not a ditch on single moms, okay? there's just a reality to the numbers, okay? And being 450 pounds is not as healthy as being, you know, 200 pounds. It's just a reality to the numbers, right?
No, but just so you, we're not shooting for 200 either, Jeff.
No.
But yeah, no, I there's you know, like I said recently about myself, you know, I've been dieting for the past few months, and I was like, because I'm just taking a joke too far here. I'm like, how far do you think you're gonna go? And I was only going in one direction, and scared to death to go to the doctor to find out what damage I'd done. So this whole big lie that we're telling people just to make them feel good about themselves, and that's just one of many. It's like we just finished the topic about these trans children, telling them that this is going to save their life, this is going to be better for them. The way they feel about it will be better.
You hit it. You went over that too fast, right? What we're doing to people to make them feel good about themselves, right? We're not going to tell them they're too fat. They're huffing and puffing. They're sweating their brains out, going up, you know, three steps. And you don't want to say anything, even though this is a lifelong friend of yours, maybe, right? Because why?
Well, like I said, she was running circles around me, so I can't really tell her.
You could say anything to her. She was going to shame you in a heartbeat. But
No, she was perfectly physical. She was, but you know, I don't know if I finished this part of the story. Is that she passed away about 5 years ago in her bathtub? So, you know.
Yeah, that's All right.
Not a good look. not a good situation for.
No. No, but now you got, and then, but now what comes along with this stuff? You know how everybody, their shortcomings seem to have to be accommodated by everybody. You know what I'm saying? So you've got the woman, the very large, wide woman. Now is, I think she's going to sue one of the airlines because she can't get through the doorways or fit in the seats. And you want to? Don't you want to just say to her, sweetie, no. It doesn't work that way.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem is we've become such a blame and entitlement culture.
That's true.
So it doesn't really cross her mind that this is her issue and not the airline's problem because she believes she's entitled so she can blame the airline. But we started this blame culture and entitlement culture a long time ago. Yep. Now it's totally taken hold. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. What would you do if you saw Lizzo get on the elevator that you were already on with maybe two or three other people?
On the elevator? I go, wow, where's Lizzo? I mean, I'm not scared to get on an elevator with a fat person.
Oh, no. I didn't say one, and she's not your average, we'll say large person.
She's large, but she's famous, and she's beat, and her hair is all together, and her clothes are... She's a star. She just happens to be a huge star, and I don't think she's doing a great service.
Did you mean it the way you said that? A huge star?
Well, no, I didn't catch myself. but I don't think she's doing a... I think she's doing a disservice to black women who already make... Listen, the left can't say black women are dying at faster rates. Black women, you know, their children are... dying at, or we're dying in childbirth or pregnancy at higher rates. We have deal with high blood pressure, and this is, they can't say all that and then go, but you're gorgeous if you look like Lizzo. That's just two conflicting messages that don't make sense.
Yep.
Not doing us any good. You can't say one thing and then say the other. Either you want to promote health care for and healthy attitudes for black women, or you don't.
Yeah.
I can't think of a fat star right now who's white. I'm sure there are, but I can't think of any on the stature of a Lizzo.
No. I mean, I think when you start talking about people like that, I think of Jackie Gleason types. Some of the comedians, a lot of large comedians, right? You know,
well, and dudes can get away with a lot that women cannot. Women are still expected to be attractive, young, and perky. Unfortunately, yeah, we have the least amount of opportunity to lose. I was working with somebody, and I don't think I should say her name, but she's a very famous dancer. And you all would know the name if I said so. We're working on this cartoon, and she was directing it, and I was assisting her in it. But she was eating a salad and just ticked off, just mad. And she's married to, and you'll figure out who I'm talking about in a second, she's married to a professional athlete. And she was like, he doesn't have to do this. When do we as women have to stop worrying about what we look like and what we... and she's a few years older than I am. And I was like, ooh, this is me in a few years. Still, yes, you know, you get tired of having to hold it together. And now she's letting go. She's gone. But it's women don't have that same sort of grace, period, that, you know, we all couldn't right. be a...
We got to go for a break. And I want to talk a little bit about the hypocrisy of the Democrats and black judges. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Debt ceiling talks between Republicans and the White House are back on. That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox Business on Friday after negotiations were put on pause earlier in the day. McCarthy said lawmakers are, quote, back in the room and indicated the House could vote on a bill as soon as next week. NFL legend Jim Brown is dead at the age of 87. Brown was also known for his roles in films and his activism. Nebraska lawmakers are passing a 12-week abortion ban and restricting gender-affirming health care for people under 19. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed a historic gun safety bill into law. The CDC says another death has been linked to recalled eye drops. Delsam Pharma and EzraCare have been connected to four deaths and more than 80 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play.
We are back. Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then be part of the solution. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday as my co-host, and we're all over the place. We're like a couple of co-hosts
we
with ADD or something. You know,
we need more focus. We need like two topics, and we'll just
focus.
Bring the heck out of those for 2 hours.
Focus,
huh?
Yeah, right. No, no, thank you. That would be boring.
I know, but I'm a girl, so my topics go all over the place. One thing reminds me of another and another. Is that a sexist remark? Are we going to hear from
you? I don't care. They can send their emails to you. I could care less.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah,
you
know.
I have so, no
you know, I was telling you, I was doing some research earlier on how many nominations of black or African Americans there have been to the Supreme Court. And or to high courts overall, and I ran across somebody you already knew about. I didn't. I'm not as smart as you, apparently. But George W. Bush. What? Go ahead.
You just now figuring that out?
No, I've known that, but I wasn't going to tell anybody. Why would I do that? So George W. Bush, he nominated the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah.
And they filibustered her. In 2003, he nominated Judge Janice Rogers Brown. And she's got a fantastic, you guys should look her up. Judge Janice Rogers Brown. Got a fantastic story. Basically put herself through law school and the whole nine yards. Who are those people that say they love the black community? The Democrats, right, them. Joey B. and team. Schumer was involved in that. They filibustered her to keep her out of that seat.
Yeah.
So how disingenuous is it when they use this? What's a woman? The one that doesn't know what a woman is. Should I call her?
Right.
A woman?
I forget her name, but
I do too, but on purpose. Ketanji Jackson, something or other, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she, you know, to claim that she is the first, you know, black woman to be nominated, it's wrong.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they said a while back.
But you know what they can count on is people not just, like, researching it.
Being stupid. Come on, say it. Ignorant.
We have information at our fingertips nowadays, but that just shows you how people will take the Democrats' opinion, their information, and believe it. without questioning it. And that's why there's so many things now that have happened. This has been an amazing week in many ways. You don't see it with the J6 thing, with the Russian collusion thing.
That's right.
You don't see that on mainstream media. It should frighten people that the media is an arm of one party or another. I don't care if it was our party.
Mm-hmm.
It is the enemy of the people when they're doing that. A free press is important to us getting out, knowing information, true information.
Well, free press. That's the one that's missing, a free press. You know what I'm saying?
A free press, that's right. Yeah. But no, Janice Rogers Browns, her story is amazing. She kind of in many ways she reminds me of Condoleezza Rice, where she came from.
Right.
And what she accomplished with such, adversity in her background, hardship. And it just shows you don't have to... there's just so many things wrong with it. With the left, they'll tell us, well, we need to. It's the war on poverty. Every black people can't make it because it. No, black people can't make it because you keep telling them they can't make it. That might have something to do with it.
So, 100%. This is what I keep saying to people. They tell you you can't find, you're too dull to find an attorney or a CPA to start your own business. Are you serious?
We can't even use a phone. We can't figure out how to vote. We ain't, if we're up to the left, we would believe we couldn't even get a phone or a license. We would not know how to vote. And that's why they've got to tell us who to vote for. Ballot harvest or take us to the polls.
Yeah,
they've always treated us like infants.
I'm sorry. I enjoy this stuff way too much because I'm still trying to figure out why nobody sees this. Why isn't it, I don't care if it's a black, Hispanic, whatever the community is, I don't really care. Why aren't you seeing this? Why aren't you seeing what they're doing to you?
We do. But the ones who come out and say it get in trouble.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. It's like, there's the reason they hate Janice Rogers Brown is she doesn't come from the same political beliefs as them.
That's
true.
You're exactly
right. So, yeah, they love them some black women when it comes to a Michelle Obama or a Lizzo or, anybody else who's going to, who hates Republicans or conservatives or America. They just don't know how ugly that is because there's so many black successful women that you could really admire if they just had an appreciation also from the country that allowed them to work that hard and have success. I remember hearing Mary J. Blige one year talk about how, she needed to go to Europe or whatever because the United States is just so awful. And I was like, golly, doggone it. I was really enjoying her there for a moment,
Well, there's a guy down in Florida that doesn't totally agree with you. Let's take a listen to this one.
All this nonsense, homelessness, and all this other garbage y'all talk about.
We'll have a commission.
Police violence and all this stuff. Don't nobody care about that.
Hold on.
Don't nobody real care about that. We care about our reparation.
Here.
All this nonsense, homelessness, and all this other garbage y'all talk about. Police violence and all this stuff. Don't nobody care about that. Don't nobody real care about that. We care about our reparations. And we have to put white people on notice that we want our reparations. That our foreparents and us, we didn't work for free and underpaid and all this nonsense. And the white folks get away with it. And they talk about the great city they're building. No, we want our reparations. $3 million per person. $3 million per person right here in this city. That's the only thing black people got to care about. All this.
So, according to him, the only thing black people got to care about is $3 million per person down there in Florida because, we talk about building these cities, but it's them that are building the cities, not us.
Well, at least he did the math. He came up with... it's like one of those movies where they push the amount of money across the table on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're asking.
Welcome to the University of Arizona Global.
What the heck?
It is so complicated and to me an insult. Listen, I think there's some very impressive black people and libertarians and so forth that don't have a problem with reparations, I personally do. I think it's a way too complicated issue. I looked up today how the reparations were paid to Japanese, because that's the thing that usually comes up in this topic, in this conversation.
Yep.
But there's some real major differences in their plight as ours. And a couple, I'll just read the top three, is their victims, the numbers of their victims was relatively small. We don't even know the amount of victims we're talking about with slavery, with black people.
Right.
Let's see. Many of the direct victims are still alive. So you knew you were playing directly to people who were put into these experiment camps.
Yep.
So you can identify them. It took place in a relatively short period of time. What else? I accidentally cut off a lot of my paper. But you can see how you can, and here's the other thing, is I think we all have this sense. I don't think I'm speaking hatefully or out of school here. I think that we all feel like if reparations were paid to black people, on the off chance that we could figure something like that out and we could afford it, it wouldn't be the end of it. It's just like being on the left. No matter what you give them, they're going to come up with something else. After they blow through that money, because when you give money to people who had never had money before,
I'm glad
it's
you
just
said
like
that.
A lottery. Just a lot like a lottery payment person, whatever, winner.
I
see them next year and
go,
see how
go look at the lottery winners and see where they are today. And you guys
exactly.
Just scratch your head. You can do it all through the commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Sonya and Joe will be back in just a few minutes. Let's see what I got here.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Sheldon Cena, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let's not do anything stupid. You know, seriously, you got to get engaged so that you can get involved and you can have a clue. I like that. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me as he does every week as my co-host on Fridays. Got a lot going on, a lot to talk about. You know, so I mean, any plans for the weekend? Are you just going to, you know, hang out and eat bonbons by the pool?
Bonbons? I told you I'm on a diet. Otherwise,
what's
I would
be.
What's
with anything?
Well, you can't just hang out and eat bonbons if you're not trying to look like Lizzo.
apparently, some men like that.
Not the ones I like. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Wait a minute. I got to be doing something. Oh, I'm taking this class called the Bar Method, and then I'm going to go to the Sweat Shack.
The Bar Method?
That's not that kind of a bar. It's an exercise class where you use a bar, and it's just miserable. I bought myself four classes, and I'm like, I can't wait. This is my last one. I can't wait. It's not fun. I thought it was going to be more dancey. I used to be a dancer, so it ain't that.
It ain't that.
No, and then I'm going to go to the Sweat Shack and sweat.
And good, yeah.
Get a
you know what? It's going to be hot this weekend. Just walk around the pool 15 times and sweat like crazy. And
go
then just
outside.
Jump in. You know?
Right. Pay $20 to go inside to sweat. Right.
Yeah. $20.
That's Yeah, that's your first visit, too, so I'm assuming mine, this is my second visit, so it'll be more money.
There you go.
Didn't they used to call it in the old, like, Italian movies, or, they call it a spitz? Getting a spitz? Never heard that?
No, can't say I heard that one.
You don't watch movies. I sent you the clip of the Nicholas Brothers. I told you, on the commercial break, I told your fearless leader here, people, about the Nicholas Brothers. They were a very famous Hollywood black tap dancers. Amazing. And he, of course, had never heard of them. So I sent you a link. I hope you enjoy it.
I'll watch them. I've probably seen them. I
you
just don't know who they are.
You likely have seen them.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, as a white guy, I don't want to fixate on tap dancers because that would make me racist.
That's true, especially if they're
right?
black.
Yeah. See what I mean? Yeah. All right. I mean, seriously. Texas parents, you've read the story. They charged a 19-year-old daughter rent, and she decides to put it up on TikTok, of all the, you know, whatever. And, you know, it caused quite a bit of a, for some reason, it caused quite a bit of a backlash. And
backlash, huh?
Yeah, how dare you charge your daughter $200 a month?
Towards the parents?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought that you were saying that there was a backlash at her.
Well, you know, as a parent, you really shouldn't.
How dare you?
Yeah, you know, you're supposed to have a safe space for your kids. You're supposed to make sure that they have what they need. I mean, I'm sorry. At some point in time, you go, you know, the water bill went up, the electric bill went up, all that stuff went up while you've been living here. You ain't buying no food for everybody. You're paying rent. Right?
Yeah, I would agree and disagree. Because
you can't do both.
Well, I agree that they need to pay something.
Yeah.
I disagree that they need to pay to live in your house. I'm just not having them live in my house. At some point, you have the right to peace and quiet and lack of stress. And see, I don't even understand why there's some unwritten rule that says when your kid is on summer vacation from college that they get to come home. So you're talking to the wrong person. And they want to come because now they've had a taste of independence and they want to come in and they want to live like they're adults and bring their laundry with them. And I've never understood that. And I had my kids, when they come home from college, you still have to abide by the old rules. You have to be home at a certain hour. Because I can't work a job, keep a roof over everybody's head, and worry about where you are all hours of the night because you think you're grown now. So, and here's a problem with them paying rent to live in your house. That makes you a lessor and then the lessee. And legally, since that's the relationship you guys have formed, they have what's called the bundle of rights, and that means they can come and go. They can have people on your property. They can do everything except for sell it legally. So there is no way I would accept rent from somebody who I don't want to have the same bundle of rights that I do as the homeowner.
Listen, if they can't afford their own place, they can't afford to take it to court. The video got 720,000 views, okay? And some of the comments made, they said, I don't know, my parents did this with me and it almost ruined our relationship. Made me feel like they cared more about the money than they did about me. One person said, my parents did this to me, feels more like punishment than anything.
Of course it does to them.
Well, I wonder what side of the proverbial political aisle they're on. I'm just
saying. Let's guess. Were their pronouns included?
Oh, yeah. Right? It's teaching responsibility and accountability from an early age. What is wrong with that? Because you went out, you know, listen, a lot of kids these days, God, I sound like my grandfather. A lot of kids these days, right? I can't wait till I'm 18. I'm going to move out of the house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it, right? They do all this stuff, and frankly, some of them do that and then come knocking at the door, you know, a couple of months later going, they didn't realize that you had to pay for food to go to the refrigerator. And the toilet paper didn't magically replace itself, you know, that kind of stuff. Right?
Right. They're very surprised. And I think it's good for them to start understanding what happens in the real world. Now, I will say that because of inflation and other things.
Yes.
It's a sign of the times. It's not as cheap. I remember being able to get an apartment for $200,
yeah, sure.
$500. My first car, as cute as it was $2,500. Now, you're talking the cheapest car you can get is $25,000. I am renting a one-bedroom for almost $3,000, and it's not extravagant. So it's very hard. But, you know, that's where roommates come in, and that's where you work really hard to get a job and get your credit up to snuff, except for this administration is now saying if you have bad credit, you get perks.
Don't worry about it. You're going to pay for mine. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I think it's good for people to pay their own way. I think that they learn a lot. I did that with my kids. I told you the story last week about me buying my daughter a fixer-upper, which I had planned on fixing up for her. But she just looked ungrateful when I gave it to her. So I took the key and I fixed it up. I got a paint job, new convertible top on it, and drove that car for a year and waved at her at the bus stop.
That's what I would have done.
And now, but consequently, the same kid has bought probably over 5 properties by now. Her mm-hmm. first when she was in college. And I've never had to help her. Never had to help her.
Well, my dad did it in a way where it was like, okay, you know, you want to buy this car, you want to do this, I'm going to loan you the money, and here's how it works. I'm either going to have your keys or the payment on the table the first
Very
of every
good.
Month. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And the first time, he's like, you know, today's the second. The keys weren't on the table, and the cash wasn't on the table, but what's up? And I'm like, you know, I get paid Friday. I'll take care of you on Friday. I went out, and his car was behind my car in the driveway.
Oh, my.
Like that. Uh-oh. Can you move the car so I can get to, no, I'm not going to move my car or my other car.
My other car. Yeah.
I will, however, when I leave, give you a ride to the bus stop.
Right, exactly.
And, all right. And, hey, taught me a lot. Taught me quite a bit.
Yeah. And, you know, I have rental property now that I own, and turns out the mother pays for the daughter's rent. This daughter has moved in with her boyfriend and their children. The mother's life has completely changed, so the rent doesn't... I have to serve these people papers every month, and she says, look, I can't come up with a rent until at least the 10th of the month. And I'm like, that's a personal problem. I can't even... You know, I get it. You made life choices, and she did. These were her own choices.
Yep.
I can't imagine calling up the owners of my apartment going, look, it's going to be difficult for me every month to abide by that little contract that we signed, so... I'm like, okay, you pay it when you know.
Yeah, that's how most landlords do it. Okay, well, look, don't let that keep you up at night. You just go ahead and send me the money when you get to town.
Right, that's what I'm supposed to say. No, I don't owe anybody that, and if I don't teach my kids not to be that, they're going to wind up being those same kind of burdens on society.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, lady, we're done here. I know you're waiting to go to eat, and...
And I have nothing prepared tonight.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Hey, I don't know. There's always Burger King. They got
Burger
almost
King.
Beef or something.
When I was in Georgia, you had to say Burger King.
Sonya Schmidt, every Friday with us. Always appreciate your time with me, lady. Be safe over the weekend, and God bless.
You too.
Joe Machine, your host, today. Be back. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. You'll need it.